At the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Steve Flick, who is president and chairman of the board for Show Me Energy Cooperative. And Steve, welcome here. And tell me, what kind of a message did you bring down to these peanut growers from Missouri?
Well, thank you, Chuck. What I see is that we in Missouri have started to set a precedent that we can create our own fuel energy at a local level. And by speaking to the peanut growers here in this organization, we feel like they can do the same thing that Show Me's done and replicate that process throughout the Southeast.
What I know that you probably had some questions being asked by some of these folks. What do you think they thought of this idea? I mean, are they interested, do you think, in putting something together?
Well, it's interesting enough, as many questions I had for them, not knowing how to grow peanuts, but being a consumer of them, and I thought, what an exchange of ideas. First of all, how they farm and what we're doing in western Missouri. And yes, I think they're very interested because they do, too, have marginal land in Georgia, Alabama, and not interfering with their peanut production, but they can take maximum benefit of that in-row fields or those waterways and terrace fields. They can actually utilize that marginal land to create energy like we're doing at Show Me.
So what, was there kind of like a recommendation that you made for them to in terms of considering something like this?
Well, I was invited to come down after speaking at the Southern Farm Bureau Conference in Springfield, Missouri. And so I said, you are in control of your own destiny. So as an organizational structure, if you feel like that energy is important to you, like we did at Show Me, then in turn you can create the synergy to develop that group of nucleus of farmers and learn how to operate, build a plant like we did at Show Me, and develop those markets without subsidies.
Well, tell us how it's going with Show Me Energy.
Well, Show Me is getting ready to, in September, to make a major announcement about building a 22 megawatt combined heat and power plant on site, and we're excited about that. We've been working, testing, evaluating, working with Black & Veatch Engineering, University of Missouri Rolla, and University of Missouri Columbia over the last 2 years of a system that no one else in the world has developed, and we're excited about deploying that system and understanding that this is a modular power plant. So we're only going to take out of 22 megawatts. Now, imagine that's enough electricity to do 20,000 plus homes in an area of about 35,000 square feet. That power plant will be built, but less than an acre, all modular.
So really, you're kind of creating a model that could be used, I would say, anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, we take the pellets and we primarily utilize them at a local coal fire plant to reduce CO2. We use them to heat our homes in the winter times, our poultry barns in the Missouri to offset propane costs. Now we can become a game changer. In effect, we're creating our own electrical load for our local power supply right there in our own backyard.
So as a cooperative, how would you describe how this is working for your members?
Well, you know, they've been extremely patient because every time we get to moving to another level, we find out something different. And this is almost the biggest research development commercial plan anywhere in the United States. If it was been so easy, a lot of people would have done it before us. So we decided that as we take calculated risk and then in turn deploy those assets that are necessary to get those final ultimate returns to our shareholders.
How would you describe, the renewable energy industry, the ethanol industry in particular, certainly has its critics and challenges. How has that affected you, or maybe to look at a more positive, forward-looking way, how do you see the future? I mean, how do you feel about the ability to grow and develop and you know, become profitable as you need to be?
I think that with the ethanol industry was a bridge to get us to the next level, similar to what we see in the biodiesel industry. And we need help in that industry because the legislation is still held up in the D.C. But I believe that biomass has advantages because we are so new and so innovative. We're on such a small local scale that we can change and adapt to certain market conditions very quickly. And one thing we don't interfere with is with the feed or food supply of either livestock or humans. We're taking those low-hanging fruits and then in turn, no matter which way you're on the CO2 side, we do make an impact because all we do is harvest that material once a year and take it to the refinery. That's a big thing.
Absolutely is. Absolutely is. And what we find is the big challenge is getting that positive message out so that the consumers and our lawmakers know it, hear it, and understand it.
It's going to take a multiple of industries to reduce our dependence on foreign and fossil fuels. I agree with, like T. Boone Pickens said, I would just want to get our dependence off foreign oil fuel first. And so right now what we are planning on doing at Show Me is creating power, and the next stage is going into biodiesel. That at a local level starts where the next generation needs to begin.
Well, thank you very much. Very informative presentation. I think judging by the audience, you had one that was very interested in hearing this message down here. So thanks for talking to me here. That's Steve Flick. He is with Show Me Energy Cooperative. And at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.